Let's do it.
That's right, kiddies. You know what that means? The meatmonger's in the house. His name is Sean Kelly. He's with Black Angus Fine Meats and Game, and what a time of year it is for those folks. The Barbies are all being sparked up. I know mine will be tomorrow. That means that's right. I need meat. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing excellent. I feel like I'm on a soap opera, though.
Why is that?
Well, I feel because of my constant criticism of your producer, I'm being written off the show. Like it's 9:16. It's 9:16 for God's sake.
Oh my God, you may be right. You know, I never noticed that, but see, you're very, you've got that astute mind of yours working all the time. I didn't even notice. Maybe you're a little more sensitive to those things than I am.
Well, my wife says it's all about me, so I guess it is.
No kidding. Hey, before we forget, I know you've got a birthday wish coming up, but don't forget, we've got a very special birthday wish that you're going to talk about a little later on. Hopefully, you will be reading your paperwork. And
I didn't get any paperwork, so somebody better call me on break.
I'll do it. When we go to birthday wish, I'll look after you. How's that?
Okay, that's perfect. Oh, that's okay. That's perfect.
All right. It is Easter weekend. What meats can we or can we not consume if we're doing Easter
weekend?
Well,
yesterday, I think you weren't supposed to eat meat, so it was kind of a fish day. But based on what happened at retail level, I'd say that thing's gone out the window.
Yeah, I wonder how many people still adhere to that. It's an old Catholic thing, obviously, right? I wonder how many people, I'm sure those listeners right now, they're cringing with me even saying, I wonder how many people, because they're assuming everybody. But I wonder how many people still follow that tradition, because Friday, you're right, there's no consumption of meat allowed if you're a hardcore devout Catholic. But
most Catholics I know have actually thrown out the Ten Commandments. So what's meat on a Friday?
That's a good point. Oh, there you go. Now you just slagged the Catholics. Isn't that good? Who else?
Well, I am Catholic. Okay. I was altar boy. Okay. Firsthand. I was there firsthand. No. I don't have any bad stories like that. Don't you worry.
Right.
Hey, by the way, when you do this knuckle dragging thing, usually once every couple of weeks, anybody that's ever met you in person really gets that image spot on.
Well, I have long arms.
Yes. And a lot of hair.
And you know what? That's why you and I, if we stand together, there is such a contrast. And people notice that because I've got long arms and you, because of your descent, have short arms.
No, there you go. That's the Scottish, not the Irish. The Irish never had any pockets, so they couldn't put their hands in them anyway.
How about those Leafs last night, brother?
Very surprised. I enjoyed it. I'm going to enjoy it. But hey, and what people forget, it's only the first round.
That's right. It's only the first round. You're absolutely right. But you know what? What's really important here, you know, in the second round, maybe we'll meet the Pittsburgh Penguins. Oh, wait a minute.
No, you won't.
Pittsburgh didn't make it out of the first round. I almost forgot.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I want to throw some darts in your stats, by the way, okay?
Please, yes.
Okay. You said that the majority, 38% of most people that get married, get divorced, and then 50% or more of people.
Yes.
How much? Majority, you're going to say? Okay, majority of people.
I said a large percentage. I did not give you the percentage on the second part.
That marry somebody younger.
That's
but
right.
But if two divorced people remarry, isn't one of them younger and one of them older?
Good point. But if you were reading between the lines, which I didn't want to do, but now that you're embarrassing me in front of my peeps, if you would have read between the lines, what I was saying is that most males who get divorced.
You never said males.
Well, I know, but some things you just can't, you can't just.
Hold on here. And I want to know who paid this person to do the goose survey.
25 years they spent on that survey, yeah, by the way. Just
that.
So that you know. All right, sit tight, my friend, because we don't want to miss a darn thing that you got to sell today. Because I got my Barbie I got to fire up, and I need some goods on there, so I need to know what to come down and score from you. But I got to take a quick break, because some of us have bills to pay.
Let's do it.
Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Angelo Biola. He is Stephen Labadie, Derek Brandeo, Jessica Ellis at your beck and call. We are here to shepherd you through the outdoors. Think of us as the portal, the very gateway to the outdoors. much like, what are you laughing at? What are you laughing at back there?
When you say portal, I think of Star Trek. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Beam me up, Scotty.
On the line with us. By the way, are you being charged for the second bumper? I'm making notes here.
Yeah, the same as the first.
See, yeah, same as before. There you go. You're consistent, if nothing else, I'll tell you.
You guys have met my wife, right? Obviously, right?
Obviously, yes.
Yeah,
she's a martyr. She's a saint.
Yes, if I married any younger, they'd put me in jail.
No kidding. I made that observation very
first
time I met her.
Marrying younger on your second or third marriage is for people with money, not for guys like me. If my wife ever decides to leave me, I'm going to Barbados, and every Sunday night they have an event, okay? And it's usually a lot of rich divorced women there, and the event's called Grab a Granny. That's where I'm getting my next wife.
Okay, there's only one problem with that plan, buddy, and I don't know whether you noticed it or not. I don't think you qualify. I think you're a little older than the group that they're looking for. Okay?
Yeah, I can also say something else, but I won't.
No, you would never do that. All right, we got to get a move on here. What's happening at 360 Rivas Road just north of Lakeshore?
Is it raining in southern Ontario today? Is it raining or is it nice out?
It's kind of dreary, yeah.
No, is it raining though, Ange?
I don't know. I'm inside. What do you think? You think I'm in a parking lot?
Did you put your wipers on this morning? Did you put your wipers on?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then we'll be cooking lamb spadinis inside 360 Rivas Road. Beautiful appetizers for Easter. We're really heavy on lamb this weekend. Ontario, beautiful, antibiotic-free lamb. Beautiful white. Oh, it's just wonderful. That's our main one. Right. We also have those spiral honey hams that we spoke of. We have wild boar hams. We have prime rib roast. We have tomahawk steaks. You name it, sister. We got it.
By the way, I got to tell you, I had lamb burgers last week. Are they ever, that's the first time I've ever had them. Are they ever good?
The lamb burgers.
Yeah. That
was crazy. Yes, I know. That's right.
Crazy.
Make sure you eat over a table when you eat those suckers.
No kidding, man. That was fantastic. And I take it you're not in Mississauga today.
No, I was in Mississauga yesterday. I went to Coldwater. I went back to Thornbury this morning, dropped off some lamb. I'm on my way back to Parry Sound right now, make my way back to Thornbury, going to a special celebration of life this afternoon, and try and make it back to Port Credit tonight.
And if you're listening and you're looking for the perfect meal to have this weekend with friends, family, whatever it might be, you need but go to blackangusmeat.com, blackangusmeat.com, and look up the wonderful recipes that they have, because not only do they sell you protein, meats, in other words, and fish, by the way, but they also give you complete directions on how you, too, can prepare them at home and look like a culinary whiz is the only way I can describe it.
Beautiful.
Sean Kelly's birthday report.
Over to you, Ange. Thank you.
Thank you, Uncle Sean. All right, a big shout out to a super fan of the Fish in Canada show. We had the pleasure of meeting him and his buddy at the Sportsman Show a few weeks back. And these two guys are hardcore, is the only way I can describe it. But you know what I'm talking about, right, Judd?
Oh, God, yes, I do.
Anyways, apparently Barry had a birthday on the 16th of April, so a belated happy birthday to Barry, one half of those super fans who came out to check us out at the Toronto Sportsman Show a few weeks back.
Yes.
And I can't give him, I can't give him any more gift cards because he owns half my inventory with the gift cards I've given him. However, let's do it. I've got dinner for six in the sous vide machine. Think up a reason to give it away on your next segment.
Dinner for six?
A sous vide machine. Like,
what is that, a sous vide machine?
Beautiful. I pre-cooked them starting Thursday night. Some lamb shank sitting in there. The first person that you determine to get a call in or whatever you want to do comes in, picks up those pre-cooked lamb shanks. They will look like a hero either tonight or tomorrow for dinner.
All right, Stephen, the pressure's on you. Come up with something special for us. My friend, thank you very much. You be safe out there today, huh?
I try. Take care, buddy.
Sean Kelly, Black Angus Meats. That's blackangusmeat.com. Blackangusmeat.com.